Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. It's Yom Aleph Sunday morning. Parashas Tetzaveh, Tavshim Pei Beis. Today we're going to discuss something which is a hot button topic. So everyone over here takes one of actually three positions. Not two positions, but three positions regarding wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And if you'll ask me what this has to do with, we're middle of Adar Aleph. We're not close to Sukkot, we're not close to Pesach. Where does it come in? But if anyone who learns Daf Yomi really just passed by this discussion, which is in Ma'ariv Katan, Mr. Rosenberg mentioned this, the Taisvis in Ma'ariv Katan, which we'll get to soon, is really weird. The Gemara, we're not really going to discuss the Gemara over there, but that's one of the rais which are brought in support of wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed is the Gemara Ma'ariv Katan, meaning that there is no Gemara Mefureshes regarding the halacha of tefillin on Chol HaMoed. We don't have any Gemara that tells us, should you wear, should you not wear? Should you wear, should you not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? We don't know. So the Rishonim all grapple and they try to bring rais from Gemaras, from Yerushalmi, to try to extrapolate what exactly the Gemara is suggesting with different statements that it says. Is it trying to say that you should wear, you shouldn't wear? It's not clear. And that's where we have the two opinions that we know about wearing and not wearing, and then we'll see even those that wear, we'll see some make a bracha and some do not. I always was under the impression that nobody made a bracha, but to my surprise, actually it seems that b'makar, they wore, they made it. Well, we'll see exactly what these two shittas are. I shouldn't say b'makar. We'll see these two opinions as well. Now, let's start with the Gemara that we saw actually the other week. This Gemara which we saw by regarding wearing tefillin at night, we saw also goes hand in hand with wearing tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And that's the Gemara Menachas Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara brings up Raisa, the Tanya. V'shamarta es ha'chuka hazois l'mayado miyomim yomimo. That's the pasuk at the end of Parshas Bo. You should keep this chuka l'mayado miyomim yomimo. So there's a machlokes. What is this pasuk talking about? The first, the Tanakhama understands that the pasuk is referring to the mitzvah of tefillin. You have to keep the mitzvah of tefillin l'mayado miyomim yomimo. Zok the Gemara yomim v'loy leilois. It says only Yomim. So by night you don't wear tefillin. That's what we saw last time. Mi Yomim. It doesn't say wear it every day. It says Mi Yomim. From the days. V'loy kol Yomim. Not every day. Prat. L'Shabbos is Yom Tov. Shabbos Yom Tov is out. You don't wear tefillin on Shabbos Yom Tov. Divir Rebbeis Yaglili. B'kivayim no. That's not a makar for these halachas. Loy nemar chukazu. Elo l'pesach b'vad. When the pasuk says v'shamartas ha'chukah azois, it's not even referring to tefillin at all. It's referring to the mitzvah of Pesach. So, how do you know the halacha of not wearing tefillin by night, Shabbos and Yom Tov? Nafkalei, this is referring to a previous mandam in the Gemara, Nafkalei, he learns that Mehecha the Nafkalei the Rabbi Kiva, which is part of the same, no, maybe it's not part of the same Raisa, the Tanya. You see, Rabbi Kiva disagrees with Rabbi Yosef Lili, and he understands this halacha from a different source. The Tanya, Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Yochol Yoniach Adam Tefillin B'Shabbos, Eis Ubiyomim Tevin. Talmud Boimar, V'hoyo Lo'ois Al Yodcha, Tefillin should be an ois. So tefillin is an ois. Mi shetzrich an ois. Why does the Torah have to say tefillin's an ois? Put on the tefillin. If it's an ois, very good. So you'll get you'll have the ois. As to let you know that it's an ois, the Torah is letting you know that it's an ois. Why? To tell you, mi shetzrich an ois, you only wear it when you need an ois. That's when you put on tefillin. Yotzu shabbosis v'yom tovim shehein gufon ois. So, Hashenke, Shabbos and Yom Tov, which itself is an ois, therefore it would not be necessary to put on tefillin as an ois. So you potter, you don't put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So as we mentioned before, you have here Mefurish Gemara that tells you Shabbos you don't wear tefillin, Yom Tov you don't wear tefillin. What about Chol HaMoed? It doesn't say. Is Chol HaMoed considered like Chol? Or like Moed, right? What? So is Hallel itself a reason not to say, to take off your tefillin? Not to wear tefillin? What is, basically the question boils down to as follows. According to, we paskin like a rakiva, right? We mentioned the other time that almost all the Rishonim paskin like a rakiva. And therefore, the limud of not wearing tefillin on Shabbos v'yantif is from v'hoyil chalois. And if that's the case, the question of tefillin chol HaMoed boils down to is, do you have an ice on Chol HaMoed? You know, Shabbos and Yom Tov itself, they are itself an ice. You don't need another ice. Weekday, you need an ice. What about Chol HaMoed? Is Chol HaMoed an ice to pater you from tefillin? Not just to pater you, maybe to aser you from wearing tefillin. Or, no, Chol HaMoed is more chol than moed. And if that's the case, there's no ice. It's like a regular day in terms of an ice. And in that case, you would need the ice of tefillin to get you the ice for the day. So that's basically the question, the big machlokes here in the Rishonim, to how to understand the halacha of tefillin on Chol HaMoed. How do I know that? You look on the next page. First, we're going to get back to the thesis later, because I want to just divide this into the two shittas. Look on the next page in the Tshuvas HaRashba, which is a Chelek Aleph, Simen, Tof, Reish, Tzadik, 690. U'le'inyan hanachas tefillin b'chol HaMoed, shesha'alta. It's interesting, whoever the show was, he didn't have a minute. His father, I mean, wait, what did your father do? What did Yizei do? He's asking the Rashba, starting from scratch over here, what's your opinion? Should we wear tefillin or not? Ma daiti. Look, the Rashba, Anisav, I hold, she'ein manichin, you should not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Why? She'gam heimois, because Chol HaMoed as well is an ice. Has an ice, I should say. What's the ice? What's the ice of Chol HaMoed? Shaharei Cholu Shel Moyed Aser B'chol Molacha She'in Molacha Ha'avod. We know that Cholu Moyed essentially has an Iser Molacha. Now there are different heterim for Davara Avod. There's which other heterim do you have? Kedei Parnasasa, the Gemara says Tzarech Hamoyed. Yeah, Tzarech Harabim. Different. I believe there are five things. The Mishabur says to me there are five heterim for Chol HaMoed. But there's an Issa Malacha. Okay, sometimes we'll matter this, we'll matter that. But there's an Issa Malacha. And says the Rashba, if there's an Issa Malacha, U'malacha d'raisihi. It's not enough there's an Issa Malacha. This Malacha is an Issa d'raisihi. If a person does a Malacha Chol HaMoed, not from the things which are mutter, it's an Issa Malacha d'raisihi. The Kulu Tanoi Maisi Lo Mikor D'Chagiga. Because everyone brings from a Pasuk in Masech Chagiga, they learn that from a Pasuk, that Malacha on Chol HaMoed is mid'raisihi. Therefore, he says, the din of, the idea, I should say, of an ois depends on what? On Issa Malacha. Meaning, Shabbos is also a Malacha. That's the ois. Yom Tov is also a Malacha. Dr. Rashba, Chol HaMoed is also a Malacha. So if they're also a Malacha, you have an ois, and therefore you don't put on tefillin. It goes hand in hand. But you'll notice the Rashba said that the ois is Mida Oiraisa. That the Issa Malacha, I should say, is Mida Oiraisa. What does he mean to say? Because we'll see on the next page, that there's a tremendous machlokes Rishonim. If anyone who's learning the Pei Moed Katan knows that this is like the most fundamental machlokes of the whole Masechet Moed Katan. Remember that I said like Pashat, like reading the Rashba, that if a person does Malacha Chol HaMoed, which he's not allowed to do, that's an Issa D'Oraisa. But that is a fundamental machlokes Rishonim, and many Rishonim hold that there is no Issa D'Oraisa to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Meaning, let's just make a little bit of a continuum over here for a minute. Person is over Malacha on Shabbos, one of the Lamates Malachas, he's Chayv Misa, right? Skilum. Everyone knows that's what the Pasuk says in the Torah. Person is over, he does a Malacha on Yontif, no Chayv Misa, it's a laugh. He's not over, there's no Chayv Misa. Person does Malacha on Chol HaMoed, that's a Machlokes. It may not even be a laugh. Some Rishonim learn, like the Rashba, that it's also Midaraisa, like Yontif. And some learn, no, there's no Issa Midaraisa. It sounds like a very extreme machlokes. Some hold that there's an isim. We can't figure out is there isim and atayr. The guy does a malacha on Chol HaMoed. He may have been over isim and atayr. Maybe only isim derabanan. But that's the machlokes. If we learn more cut one time, we'll see how the two shittas are not as extreme as they seem at first. They come closer together. But the idea is there's a machlokes if it's deraisa derabanan. So what do we say? Just to clarify regarding tefillin over here. The reason why one would not wear tefillin is because you don't need tefillin. You have an ois. What's the ois? The Rashba says Issa Malacha, which means the Torah says, don't do it nice, here's your ice for you. But again, now, if the Torah never gave you this ice of Issa Malacha, meaning, because min HaTorah, there is no Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed, only the Chachamim came later and said, don't do this, don't do that, what that means that what? That the Torah, there is no ice. The Chacham can't create an ice. An ice means that the Torah said, there's Issa Malacha. And you see the Rashba emphasized that the Malacha was Midaraisa, that's why you have an ice. So if that's the case, that means that many Rishonim will hold that on Chol HaMoed there is no Issa Malacha Midaraisa. Just the Chacham came later and said certain things don't do. So if that's the case, you don't don't have an eis. If you don't have an eis, you should have to wear tefillin. You need the eis for tefillin. Seemingly, according to the words of the Rashba, that should be the machlokes should revolve around this question. Now, we'll see now if you turn to the next page that this is absolutely not so. And that's the big problem over here. I mean, we should have party lines over here. Whoever holds that the Issa Malacha Chol HaMoed is Midaraisa should hold, you don't wear tefillin. Because you don't need tefillin. You have the Issa Malacha. That's an ice. You're showing that I'm resting. There's no Malacha. According to those who hold that there's no Issa Malacha Chol HaMoed, only the Chacham came later to make Issa the Rabbana, they should hold you have to wear tefillin. So if everyone would just follow along the party lines, we show my Yisrael. Every Yisrael holds you do wear tefillin, you don't wear tefillin, and that would be the Machlokes. But Lamaisa, you'll see that there's absolutely, it doesn't shtim. It doesn't make any sense. You look over here, it's the Simon Tavkof Lam in Hilchas Chol HaMoed. You'll see, I didn't point the hand, but first look in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says on the top, Chol HaMoed Oser B'Ktas Malachis U'Mutter B'Miktsasim. And you'll notice, he's very vague. He doesn't say anything about the Raisa the Rabbanim, because basically, that's how this Malachis is able to go on, because the whole idea is very vague. Certain things are Mutter, certain things are Oser. So you're not sure. Are things really... Everything was mutter midaraisa, the Chacham assert certain things, or faker. Really, everything was awesome midaraisa, but the Torah gave the Chacham and the leeway to be matter certain things. That's basically the machlekes by Chol HaMoed. But if you look over here in the Bir Halacha, the first Bir Halacha, he writes as follows. I am Mishneh Berurah, the Ramaschal umutter b'miktsasim. The Bir Halacha. I am Mishneh Berurah, Mashach Hasafti, Yesh Yisayrim Shehu Midarabam. Who's that? He makes a whole lineup over here. Who das Harambam, Rabbeinu Tam, Riva, Tosfos in Chagiga. Okay, let's stop right over there. See, he says that the Bali Tosfos hold that on Chol HaMoed, the Isser Malach is only Midrabanan. So if that's the case, what does Tosfos have to hold? According to our reasoning until this point, you should wear tefillin. Why? Because the Isser is on, there's no Isser of Yantif. It's not really a Yantif. Really, there's no Isser. Chacham made Isser Malach, so you should have to wear tefillin. Okay, so just remember that's what Tosfos holds. Now, if you scroll down to the next page, I want to go through all the Rishonim that he mentions over here. Hayotze Midvareinu, here he goes to the other side, where the underline begins. Hayotze Midvareinu in the Bialach on the next page. Shaharif, Vashiltis, Vashkor, it's Geis, Rashi, Rashbam, Re'em, Bishem Rabbeisa, Vashbaleket, Kulusvirlei, the Malacha B'Chalamoid, Aser, Minatayra. Levad, Oysa, Shitir, Chazal, Aseisa. But essentially, this is Minatayra. All these Rishonim would have to hold that you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed because there's an Issa Malacha Min HaTorah. Note among those opinions is the Shita of Rashi. Important, that's what we're going to get back to with the Shita of Rashi. Oh, so if this is the case, everybody should have to sit on the same problem. The problem is that Tosfos holds that you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Tosfos says it in a few places, and the question is, if Tosfos himself, he brings in the beginning, Tosfos himself says that this is only midrabanan, so why would Tosfos say that you wear tefillin, that you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? If the Issa Malacha is midrabanan, which means that really Yom Tov on Chol HaMoed is really more like a weekday, there's no Issa Malacha Min HaTorah, that's the case you should have to wear tefillin. So you know, ask the Kasha, Tosfos himself asked the Kasha on himself. Tosfos asked his Kasha, not our Kasha. Tosfos asked the Kasha. That is where we turn to the Gemara Moed Katan. Turn to the Gemara Moed Katan. We're not going to go through the Gemara because it's complex. And those are different parts. There are other parts of the Tosfos he brings around. For me, Yerushalmi, I want to just get to this Nakuda, because that's what's going to take us to the Shulchan Aruch. If you look, it's a Masech Demayit Katan Daf Yud Tesamid Aleph. And if you look in Tosfos Divrei Hamascho, Rabbi Yosi Omer, towards the bottom of the Tosfos, so it's the very wide lines, I put the hand in there, points, Ubahalachas Gedolos. Tosfos quotes the Bahak. Ubahalachas Gedolos Pasak, the Oser La'aniach Tefillin B'Chol HaShemayim. Just note the lashon. It's not. If you hold that Yatzur Shabbos Yom Tovim says and Chol HaMoed also you shouldn't wear, it means you're not allowed to wear them, right? You have to realize that if you're not, it's not that you don't have to wear them. You're not allowed to wear them. Same way you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos, right? If you hold that you have an ois on Chol HaMoed, you can't wear it on Shabbos. You can't wear it on Chol HaMoed either. Ubahalach is gedolos pasuk the aser laniyach tefillin b'chol HaShemayim ulatam shememayit Shabbos. He goes with both opinions in the Gemara that we saw menachas. I don't know what its svar is, but he says miyami means not all days, not Shabbos, not Yontif, not Chol HaMoed. You could say, you know, it's up to you. You can interpret the pasuk however you'd like. Miyami, which days is it being memayit? Now, what about the next part of the Gemara? Laman the Darish, milachala ois yatu shabbosis yom tovim shehein ba'atzmam ois. Now yeshleimar, what do you guys say about chalama? Yeshleimar lefi shein oisim malacha ki im bedaver avid. Oh, because halacha is you don't do malacha chalamayid, right? So if you don't do malacha chalamayid, what do you see from there? That also there's an ois. You know that's why you don't wear tefillin. He says no. Well, one second. Hey, you don't do malacha, but why don't you do malacha? Avokash shalamayid precious leil. I myself told you on that base the malacha the chalamayid midirabanon. It's not also midirai. It's only also midirabanon. So what does that mean? Don't have an ois of isim malacha because minatera you're allowed to do malacha. Only the chacham said you don't do malacha. So if that's the case, you're missing your ois. So why does Tosfos hold you should not put on tefillin? You're missing the ois. Heichem amayitlu yishloimar. Look what Tosfos says. Hoyel v'oichel matzah. Since you eat matzah, obviously referring to Pesach, there are only two times that we have chol hamoed during the year: Sukkot and Pesach, right? So on Pesach you eat matzah. V'yoyshev b'sukkah. That obviously is referring to Sukkot. Ein tzarech ois. You don't need the ois. It doesn't mean that you don't need ois at all. It means you don't need the ois of tefillin. You have an ois. What's the ois? Not like we start off like the Rashba said that the ois is because you don't do malacha. So he makes, no, you missed the boat. The ois of chol hamoed is the mitzvah of matzah and the mitzvah of sukkah.
It's a mitzvah of matzah.
Oh, so here you can bring a rai from Tosfos. There's a famous opinion that's credited to the Gra that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. A pretty strong rally from Tosfos. Tosfos says you have matzah. Right? Give a mitzvah, unless it means, yeah. Simply, there's no mitzvah at all to eat matzah. Not a mitzvah chiyu, it's not a mitzvah kiyu, nothing, right? So, very good. So, we'll see in a minute that there are two variations to this Tosfos. In the other place, Tosfos says, he doesn't say achilas matzah. He says, there's an isser chametz. You want to say this is a machlekes? I don't know. But there are actually two variations in how Tosfos quotes this idea, meaning Tosfos is saying that the ois of chol hamoed has nothing to do with the isim alacha, because there is no isim alacha min ha-teira. There is none. It's only the rabbanon. Rather, the ois has to do with the fact that you have the mitzvahs of yontif. Those mitzvahs are the ois of yontif. Certainly, the first day of Sukkot, when it's yontif itself, or the first day of Pesach, last day of Pesach, certainly then you have the mitzvahs of yontif. So Tosfos says, but those mitzvahs apply even chol hamoed. There's no difference. The mitzvah of Sukkah, the first day, or chol hamoed. Okay, the first night is a different question. I'm talking about the first day of Yontif. There's nothing more chomer about the mitzvah of Sukkah on Tezvav B'Tishrei than on Yud Zayin and Yud Ches B'Tishrei. It's the same B'Sukkah's Teshuv Shivat Yomim. So that ois carries you through all 7 days. So you don't wear tefillin the first day of Sukkot. Why not? People think, oh, it's Yontif. Yontif, you don't wear tefillin. No, it's a Tezvav. That's not why. The reason why you don't wear tefillin then is because, I shouldn't say that. It could be maybe over there it has to talk with the Issa Malacha. Similar to Shabbos. But chol hamoed has a ois of the mitzvahs of Yontif. That is Tosfos' opinion. If you just turn back for a moment to Tosfos in Moed Katan, you'll see that Tosfos over there, when we saw the Gemara, Yatu Shabbos Yom Tevim, he doesn't even go through the whole shakra. He immediately says, this is the pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos is on the bottom of the Amud over here in the white lines with the hand points. Yosu, the Ramaskal, Yos, Shabbos, Yom Tovim, Shehen, Atz, Bukurinois. Zog Tosfos. Why Mishum da Asir Basir's Malacha? That's not why you have an ice on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Da Afilu Chayel Shomaye, the Shari Basir's Malacha. It doesn't mean it's mutter. Totally. It means Minatayr, it's mutter. Ika ois vepesach, the Asaba Achilas Chametz, Ubesukha, the Chai Besukha. Here you see it. You see Pesach. He doesn't say Achilas Matzah. He says it's also Achilas Chametz. And Sukkah, Yechayiv, and Sukkah. So therefore, you have an Oysan Chametz. So again, we have over here the opinion so far of those that hold you should not wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed. Why not? Because number one, the Rashba said it has to do with the fact that it's also been Malacha, because he held it was Midaraisa. But Lamaisa, not everybody who holds that you don't wear tefillin could ascribe his reasoning to the fact that this is a Malacha. Why? Because I'm old, there is no Oysan Malacha. Tosfos, the reason why I hold you don't wear tefillin on chol hamoed is because you have the mitzvah of yontif, and that itself is an ois, which would make the mitzvah of tefillin unnecessary, and since it's unnecessary, it becomes also too weak. Now, if you look in the Torah on the next page, we'll see over here already that many of the rishonim of Ashkenaz did not agree with this opinion. Interesting, the Baal cases usually are also from the Ashkenazim, but you see Tosfos also disagree. I'll point out now, we'll divert for 1 second, just a very geschmack, extra piece over here, which also shows that these two, that I mentioned the sheet of Rashi, which also shows that the question of Tzvon L'chol Moed is not necessarily tied to Issa Malacha. We saw that the Bi'ar Halacha said that Rashi holds that Malacha L'chol Moed is Asa Midaraisa. Oh, so again, according to the first reasoning, what should follow? If it's Asa Midaraisa, you should not wear tefillin. So where does Rashi say that you wear tefillin on L'chol Moed? Oh, so the Gemara says in Sukkah, it's a diuk that Rabbi Akiva Eiger makes, but it's a powerful diuk. It's very hard to refute this diuk. Oh, well, so Rashi's like this. I don't have the Gemara in front of me. The Gemara says in Sukkah, I think it's in the fourth parak of Sukkah, towards the end of the Masech, thing of that above. The Gemara says, Hoy lefon of mitzvahs harbe. We mentioned this a number of weeks back with film, actually. Hoy lefon of mitzvahs harbe. The person has many mitzvahs in front of him. Could he make one bracha? Al ha mitzvah. So make one bracha, knock them over. We had the question of film, one bracha, two brachas. We mentioned this Gemara. So maybe I'll make one bracha, knock off all the mitzvahs. Right? Knock off all the mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, no. The Rebbe Yehuda says, you don't do that. Why? Because it says, Baruch Hashem, yoyim, yoyim, yamas. Baruch Hashem, yoyim, yoyim. A person is supposed to make each bracha, each mitzvah requires its own individual bracha. But the first man d'amah held, no, you make one bracha, covers everything. So Rashi says, what does it mean, hoy lefon of mitzvahs harbe? So Rashi has a whole list of things that you have to do over there, and he says, you have a sukkah, and then he says, and you have tefillin, right? That's what Rashi says, you have sukkah and you have tefillin. So the question, how do you have sukkah and how do you have tefillin at the same time? So it's pretty clear proof that Rashi holds, you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Yonta for sure not, that the Gemara says you don't wear, right? It's referring to Chol HaMoed. So Chol HaMoed, it's come out mefurish in Rashi that you're wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. How else could you have the mitzvah of sukkah and tefillin at the same time? Rikivega on the Shulchan Aruch over here brings this raya that is the sheet of Rashi. He doesn't ask it as a stira with the Malacha deraisa, but stam, what that is sheet is Rashi. If you want to know what is Rashi's opinion about wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed, that's his raya that Rashi holds you should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Okay, now.
With the bracha, obviously.
Well, let's get to the bracha in a minute. Yeah, but so far it's with the... Oh, correct.
Yeah, yeah.
According to Rashi, it's clear with the bracha. Because Hoy Lefon Av, he still meant to make a bracha, correct? Yeah? That is a discussion for Chol HaMoed. That is the big million-dollar question. How to define the idea of Issa Malacha B'Chol HaMoed Midaraisa. Because... I don't want to go into it. It really is a whole separate discussion. That is the crux of the Shaila of Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Based on that question, everything else is a outcome of that question. The first idea of Hilchos Chol HaMoed regarding Malacha that you have to understand is that question. And that's the first, I believe it's Mamash the first Siman, Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Talk of Lamed. That's the, we can't get into it now. It's Mamash.
It could be how you learn what the Issa is.
It's a very difficult concept. It's called Master Akasav L'Chachamim, but it's Deraisava. That's the question, how Chacham could determine Deraisava, different things, but that's how it works. Okay, let's move on to the Torah over here, and you'll see that the Torah brings two opinions. It's in Simen Lamed Aleph, Sif Beis. V'choylo shal mayed yesh in Archaim. It's in Hilchas Tfilin, by the way. Everyone wants to know where to find the discussion of where to find Chol HaMoed and Tfilin. It's not in Hilchos Chol HaMoed. It's in Hilchos Tefillin. Simen Lamed Aleph. It's a very short simen. The first halacha Shabbos Yontif Lazman Tefillin Hay, and then Sif Beis is about Chol HaMoed. V'Cholei Shel Moed Yesh Mistapkim Boy Im Huzman Tefillin Umanichin Oisan B'Loi Bracha. There's a suffix if it's Man Tefillin, and if it is the Zman Tefillin, it seems there's a suffix over here. What's the suffix? Im Huzman Tefillin. And therefore, even if you were to wear it, I believe he's saying umenichen oisam b'loy bracha. But then you should know about Adoni Avi Arozal, oyemenichen umavorech aleh. My father Rosh, not only did he wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, he made a bracha, which is interesting because the Rosh actually, we said again, this comes up often that the Rosh lived in both places. First, he lived in Germany, and then he moved. He had to run away. He didn't have to run, but he ran away to Spain, where he joined the Sfaradim. So it seems that the Rosh, this he did not change. He wore Tefillin on Chol HaMoed with a bracha. Now, let's see what it says over here. Let's turn the page. Let's see what it says in the Beis Yosef. And I believe strongly that this Beis Yosef over here is the driving force why so many people do not wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. More than what we saw from the Rashba, perhaps, and Tosfos. And that is that the Beis Yosef quotes a Zayah, which we'll see in a minute what the Taz has to say about this. Why some of the Rishonim... We'll get that in a minute. But let's see what the Beis Yosef brings from the Zayah. We're not going to read the whole thing. Just read part of it. It's in Simen Lamed Aleph. It's the middle of this Beis Yosef, which starts. Well, actually, it starts a new bold Dibur Maskel. Ba'achshav Nagu. The Beis Yosef says as follows: Ba'achshav Nagu Kol b'nei svarat shalei lanicham b'chalamay. If you live in Arta Svarat, no question. There's no two ways about it. They don't have dominion as it's nashu with it. No such thing. You go to a Svarat shashul, nobody wears tefillin. V'shamati, Dr. Beis Yosef, I heard, shemikoydim hayim menicham b'chalamay b'chalamay. Kedivya rosh. Maybe that's who he's referring to then. He said, it was a rosh. The rosh, he lived over here and he was busy proclaiming, you should put on tefillin with a bracha. So what's going on? V'achakach matzah, says, because afterwards they found, shekosev b'shum b'yichai, my merecha, what does that mean? It means in the Zohar. She'ozer l'anicha b'cholamayin. Okay, nimnu m'l'anicha b'cholamayin. Why they stopped wearing it? Because they found that the Zohar says you shouldn't wear it. I know you can't go through the whole Zohar, but give me a minute. If I can find that, pick out just a line that he expresses himself so strongly. Yeah. Six lines into the wide line. Yeah. Anyway, the Zohar uses an expression that somebody wears tefillin chalamayit is chayiv misa, which is a very strong expression. And basically, if you look at the end of the Beis Yosef over here, you'll see the last lines that I underlined. At the end of the day, based on the Shas, the Gemara, it's not clear. You can bring a Rai one way, you can bring a Rai the other way. There's no clear Hachra. Beferish, mi yerav liboy. Who would have basically the audacity, logeshes? Who would be comfortable enough, I would say, is mi yerav liboy. Who's so comfortable that he could just logeshes, lava, bekumba, say, al divrib, shimon ben yechai, hamaf le kokach be iser hanachasa. Shimon ben yechai says, does it? I wear tefillin. Maybe it would fall. What, the Gemara? There's no Gemara that says you should wear tefillin. It's a question. Rav Shimon Yochai expressed himself so strongly. So the question is, where was everybody else over here? The Gemara, you see, it's a big machlokes rishonim. So let's see in a minute what the Taz says. Look in the Shulchan Aruch over here. Simin Lamed Aleph, Sif Beis. B'chol Amayit, Oso Laniach Tefillin, Mehatam Hazeh Be'atzmai. Meaning the same reason that we saw the Shabbos beyond the Zasar, so too Cholamayit is Zasar. Sheyimei Cholamayit Gam Heim Ois. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's an ois, the same ois as Shabbos V'yantif. Because Shabbos V'yantif may be Issa Malach. Shabbos for sure is Issa Malach. It doesn't mean a mitzvah, right? But he says, since it has an ois, you don't use the ois of tefillin. Hagah. Here's the opinion of the Rambam. V'yesh oimrim, she'cholamayin chayiv b'tefillin. V'chei noegim b'chol b'lilo sebu. Like he says that the Mechaber said, the Rambam said that, Kol b'nei svarah chelo lanicham. Says the Rama, b'chol glilis elu. Everywhere in Ashkenaz, they wear tefillin. You go to Poland, Galicia, Hungary, Germany, everybody's wearing tefillin. Ulevarich aleim. Everyone even makes a bracha. Sure, if you all do wear tefillin, why shouldn't you make a bracha? Ella, I don't know if you know about this, Reb David, you know about this? She'ein mevarich aleim b'kol rum. First of all, you should realize, I took out from this Rama something murdered. Maybe it isn't before, she did it earlier. You should, on a regular day, you should make a bracha tefillin b'kol rum. On Cholamayit, he says, don't make a bracha b'koram. Has Shadda Yid make a bracha on tefillin every day? B'koram! It's Mavur in the Rama. So on tefillin, he says, no, but here you make it quietly. Why? Don't make it loud like the rest of the year. Now, quietly.
First bracha.
What?
First bracha.
Oh, you never make it loud. Okay. That's not so posh. We saw that's not so posh. Okay, I mean, the Mishabura seemingly holds not like that. That's a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. That we saw the other time. Okay.
Maybe the Kol Rav just means that somebody should answer Amen. People sometimes make a bracha, so somebody else should have the other answer Amen. So not saying the Kol Rav means you shouldn't say it loud enough that somebody should answer Amen.
What's wrong with answering Amen? If I can make a bracha, why can't the other guy answer Amen?
Because you're openly defying the Zohar, basically.
You're wearing it?
Oh, so you're saying that you defy, it's not covered for the other Shita. We have to do it, let's say. Okay, we're gonna see. I mean, what's this idea? This is like a trick over here. The Zohar says don't put on tefillin and chayv misa for tefillin, and your minig is to wear tefillin. So you follow obviously what your father did and what Yezayda did quietly. Who are you fooling over here? But the Hevisha doesn't hear that you're making the bracha. What's the game over here? We'll see. The Taz is gonna ask this question. But he does it quietly. What's this idea of saying it quietly?
You don't make any bracha at all.
Oh, one second. Wait. You're going to us saying not to make a bracha at all. First, the Rama says, make a bracha, but a quiet bracha, right? This is the Makar. Sometimes you're not sure what to do, make the bracha quietly. So the Rama says, it's a machlekes, still quiet. You know, just do it quietly. So what should you do? Let's first see just the Magen Avraham. You see over here, the Magen Avraham Sif Katan Gimel brings the opinions that we saw from Taisus. Gam Hei Mois, this is going on the Mechaber that says you should wear tefillin on, that you should not wear tefillin on Chol Moed. Why? Because tefillin, because the yontif itself is an ois. How? Bepesach Achilas Matah, ubesukah Yeshivas HaSukah. Vayeshayimrim, what does the Ramah hold? Sivir Lul Kimishu Mutar Masis Malach Aleka Ois. Meaning, the Ramah certainly holds that the whole question of ois has to do with Issa Malacha. And I'll tell you that Issa Malacha is only Midrabanan. Rashi is an unresolved issue. But he'll tell you that the Issa Malacha is only Midrabanan. And that's why you do wear tefillin. I worry about Sukkah and Pesach. That's not nice. Ois means Issa Malacha. He doesn't hold of that taisvis, that these mitzvahs are nice. That's how the Magen Avraham explains the Shita of the Ramah. Now, let's see the Taz. First, the Taz, Sif, Katan Aleph. Shehem Atzvam Ois, Pirsh. Mitzad mitzvah satlim shaklima. Again, he also says the same thing. Let mitzad isim malacha shabehem. Umishim hachi becholamayid ein laricha bayisharim sviluhu. Dafka mitzad isim malacha hava oishal shabbos v'yantav v'shavachi becholamayid chayi, because you don't have isim malacha. It's not much like the Magen Avraham, the same shot. Now, v'chei noyagin, that what, this is the Rama who says, you wear tefillin with a bracha. Nirin, says the task. To become malkim, mishim manichim b'loi bracha becholamayid shapra. This is the makar of the meaning that we know to put on tefillin, but without a bracha. He says it's better not to make a shaper off, and it's good not to make a bracha. Why? Kivon the kaimalam b'chol duchta brachas in a makvim. Bracha's not makvim. You'll be, if there's a chiv to wear it, you're yoytza the mitzvah just by putting on without the bracha. V'hazoya maflig ma'oid ba'oynish hanachasim b'chol amayid. And even the Rosh ba'atzmai, who we saw in the Torah, says to make a bracha. He says, I don't have a Rosh, made a bracha. Kasa b'maskanasi, but mavarach lo hifsin. He says, you're obligated to make a bracha. Lo hifsin. Shmamina ain't a chiyuv levarich, and then says the Taz v'hu l'ra sefer Azayah. Like we all know that the Zayah was only revealed; it was only discovered, I should say, at a later time. And that's you could have a whole scholarly discussion about if the Zayah was written by Rabbi Shimon, if it was not. It was written by Rabbi Moshe de Leon, who discovered it, and his wife. The whole story: what the source of the Zayah from, who exactly wrote it, and then later some were very, the individual was very against it, but the majority of the Acharonim definitely grow up leading. Amongst them held that it was written by the Zayah, at least portions of it. So mean the Rishonim were all around before the Zayah was discovered. We think the Zayah, it's one of the Midrashim, everyone had it. No. The time of the Rishonim, they had never seen the Zayah. It was hidden away. They never knew it. They didn't know about it. So if the Rosh would have seen it, maybe it would have said something different. The Rosh just never saw the Zayah. There are even Rishonim that say this, put it on without a bracha. Over al Baal Taisif, el be miskaven laisif kei nirli, which means that since, what about Baal Taisif? So to know, of course, since a person is not being mechaven to be moisif on the mitzvah, there's no Baal Taisif. Okay, different question about that. But nearly, zokta tas. These are just a few other side points of halachas which are negiah for anyone who wears tefillin. Da minichim b'chol amayin, yesh lecholtzim koydim halam. Why don't you think of tefillin if you wear them? Before halam. And certainly before kriyas hatayr. Shehein boim, b'shvil ha'amayid, u'mayrim al ikar ha'ois. These are the things which demonstrate that today is different than a regular day. Why are you saying halal? Like you mentioned before, why are you saying halal today? Because it's chol ha'amayid. You're showing that today is different. So, you take it. One second. Is there an ois or there's no ois? He's saying take it before halal because that shows that it's yantif. Okay, it shows it's very nice, it's chol ha'amayid, but lamaisa, you see you're wearing tefillin. Why are you wearing tefillin? Because the ois has to do with this malacha, and there's no ois malacha. As a matter of fact, I'm going to leave shul. I'm going to get into my car. I'm going to go do different things. There's no ois malacha, but at the same time, he still says that what? Take it up before hal and certainly kriyas hatayr. The reason why you say hal and rishchoydish has nothing to do with the ois. El mishum kedushas kesem, which is why you take it up before musaf. Then he says like this. This Rama says, oh, make a quiet bracha. I mean, the Taz says, don't make any bracha. The Rama says, make it quietly. The Klap is Shemayon. Me Mechalkim, Metzeisu L'Goli. We need everybody doesn't know if you're making a bracha. What's this idea? So, let's see over here. Just stop. This is very interesting. I wanted to just show two explanations in the Rama. The Levush, who was the Talmud of the Rama, gives one teret to explain the Rama. And the Eliyahu Rabbi gives another one. I did think it's important to see this Levush. You'll see a fundamental nekud over here, even in the opinions of the Ashkenazim. He brings basically the halachas that we saw in Siman Lamed Aleph Sif Beis, Chol Hamoed Yeshem Shem Gam Ken Oishay Pesach Asav Achilas Chametz. He brings not Matz, he brings Chametz. Everyone brings their own way to say it. Ubesukah is Chayv Yashav This is the ice. It's interesting. The person should think about it. He's sitting in the sukkah. It's an ice between him and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Fikach, heim seiv shagam kin heim asur manach tzvul lish. I remember she'ein ice elos malacha v'hayol v'chol moyed mut v'asis malacha. I say means obviously einam nikron ice v'chayov manach tzvulin ulavar chalim. V'chinam noigin b'chol ilo arosus mikomakom ice k'sa. Oh, mikomakom he says oisim k'sa shina b'beis hakneses she'ein mevarcha maleim b'kol ram. You hear this? Zogta Levushin explanation for the Ramah. Even according to the opinions that hold, that there's only Issa the Rabbanon Malach. There's no real Ois of Issa Malach. But he says, you should know something. Chol Moed is not a regular day. There's a Ktsas Kedushas Ois. Now, does he mean because of the mitzvahs of Sukkah and Pesach? Or does he mean because Lamaisa the Issa the Rabbanon? I don't know what exactly he's saying, but he's saying the person has to realize that even Chol Moed have Ois, and therefore, even if you wear tefillin, be memayit. Listen, it's a chiyuv to wear it. You can't not wear it. But you should be memayit how much you wear it. And the truth is, the Taz actually didn't like this. But you see, at the same time, the Taz says, take it off before halal, because halal demonstrating, he really is explaining that. He's disagreeing with the Taz, because he's saying you should make the bracha quietly. And the Taz said, don't make a bracha at all. But the idea is the same, that a person, it's true, there's a chiyuv to wear tefillin, because you know it's not the smayit from the pasuk of Ahoy L'chol Ois, you don't have that level of Ois of Yomtiv, but there is an idea of Ois even according to those who hold you should wear tefillin, and therefore be memayit as much as possible. If you look at the Yerambi, this is actually a different pshat. The Yerambi on the bottom here, Ois Gimel, says, because of Taz, Tamua, the Klape Shmai, Mimichakin, Ben Seisil Goli, Ava Bel Yezuta, Kasafti, Glekasha Midi, Shahar Becholkim, Shalil Levar, Becholam Mayit, since many people don't make put on tefillah chol moed, va'oisin shero lahamid aladin. Some hold, no, you gotta put it on. Ulevarich, in higul levarich b'chashai, k'dei shalei yavu the machlekes. Yeah, we're gonna start starting up with the people over here. You're gonna make a bracha, the other guy's gonna yell at you that you chayiv misa. Right? They're pretty, because it's such an extreme machlekes. So just don't make a tumult about this. Do it quietly. Zeichel ledavar, baruch shem kvei machul selim levarich shenayin lema b'chashai. You know who he's referring to? You can interpret this in two ways. Which Baruch Shem is he referring to? You could think he's referring to Baruch Shem of you can't interpret it. He's referring to Krishna. He's not referring to Baruch Shem of Tefillin. You don't say that B'chashai. You say it. We said maybe the bracha you make B'chashai. But he's referring to Baruch Shem of Tefillin. Why? Because the Gemara says, what's the question about saying Baruch Shem in Krishna? If you look in the Torah, it doesn't say Baruch Shem. But it says that what? That Moshe said it, and Yaakov Avinu did not say it, right? The other way around? Yaakov Avinu said it, and right. No, the Shvatim said, Shema Yisrael, the Gemara says, and he said, Baruch Shem. Moshe Avinu did not say it when he said the parashis in the Torah. So what do you do? The Gemara says, you say it quietly. So what's the explanation? How do you understand the Gemara? He says, it's machlekes. You don't want to say, oh, this is right. Moshe Avinu is wrong. Yaakov Avinu is wrong. You say something quietly, like it's like you don't take sides. There's an idea to not getting involved in the tumult.
He was too old already.
It doesn't mean he was still there. Correct. It means an idea. The idea is it's like a bizarre to one side. So you don't want to take sides. You do it quietly. That's, you see, that it's a lesson in life. If you don't want to get involved, you're not sure who to say, so you just quietly, you do it at home. You don't let anyone see what you do. It's such an idea. Now let's see what you got said before. This is all according to the opinion that holds you make a bracha on film, which I believe by today, if the people who wear tefillin are a minority, then the people who make a bracha on tefillin on Chol Moed are a minority, sheva minority, right? Not so many people. I think that Yak is weird, and there are some also, Oberlanda, who still also make a bracha. You make a bracha? Not bad. How many people we have here? From about 10, 15 people, there are two people who make a bracha on, two people who make a bracha on Chol Moed.
I make also three, right?
What? The two, you and...
Oh, you don't make a bracha?
No, we don't make a bracha. I don't make a bracha without a bracha. So you have over here from Yekes, from Ashkenazim, and from Overland, make a bracha. Yeah, not so bad. I shouldn't discount it so quickly. So what's the benefit? Not only does he say, does the Taz hold not to make a bracha, the Mishabur says, you have an added benefit that you can do, another chap that you can have if you don't make a bracha. What's the chap? And this is something that's funny, which comes into the Chistvon many times, we saw already. If you look on the next page, Sif Kot Meches in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, She'ein, right? She'ein, which is going on the, what the Rama said, Ein Mevarchem Aleim B'Koram, do it quietly. Pirish, Mishum V'yesh Menichem, V'yesh Ein Menichem. He goes with the Eli Rabba. Oy Ein Mevarchem, V'yesh Ein Menichem, Oy Ein Mevarchem, V'yesh Levoy B'Chashay K'dei Shliyo V'Li Machloikis. So, oh, I would just say as follows. Of course, there's an afkamina lachar between these two timing, and that is like this. If the idea is like the Levush says, they have to do with an ois, and you lemaisa there is an ois, so you have to be memayit, and how much, you know, how much you express yourself when you put on tefillin, you should do it, you know, still. So then, even if you were tefillin at home, you shouldn't make the bracha lab. If it has to do with machlaikis, lachar, if it's at home, you can make it lab. That's what I would think. It's come out of mavur, even actually. It says, the Ramah says, don't make a lab bracha in the Beis HaKnesses like the rest of the year. Maybe it's a diak one way. Why are you making only the Beis HaKnesses now? Why? Because it's machlekes. If you're at home, maybe you can manage the diak. I was thinking in the Ramah. Anyways, the Mishabura concludes. Let's conclude with this halacha. Also, to be memayit, don't make a machlekes, even according to the Levush, right? If you don't. Put it on just for davening, and that's it. Don't walk in the street with your tefillin. Don't wear it the rest of the day. And that's what the meaning of many is. The Mishabur does this often. He says, "Befrat shagra," because the grow is the biggest by the Mishabur. He says, "Befrat shagra, zal kasa she'ein, ladasi she'emir ikka b'shas." But the grow can do it even from Ashkenazim, but is of the opinion not to wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed. V'akoponim l'inyin bracha b'vadi yesh la'achmer. That's what the Mishabur says. Now, look what he says. Gam kredim ha'anacha, Yachshav b'daiten. I don't know where it's funny. I'm not sure. I was not familiar with this halacha. I have to admit. Gam kodesh manach yachshav b'daiten. If I'm mechuyev, to wear tefillin, I'm manichin l'shem mitzvah. V'im lav, I'm not mechuyev to wear tefillin because really I'm wrong and the Zohar was right. Ain't I'm manichin l'shem mitzvah. Ubezei yaltzi yidei kuli yama. The af la'asayim d'chol amayt in his man tefillin ain't over about tesef like we saw in the task. Given she'in mechav manachasim shem mitzvah v'adai the kol shkein she'in lachshav b'zei lesa zilzul shal ois chol amayit. The Zegamkin in the album Meskav and Lashem Mitzvah. Because you can really be your win-win. Why? Because you put on tefillin and you make it tonight. If I'm mechuyev to wear tefillin, I'm doing a mitzvah. If I'm not mechuyev to wear tefillin, I'm doing a shelo Lashem Mitzvah. He says, not only is it no Baal Tosif, it's not a genai to the ois. Because I'm not, what's the problem of wearing tefillin Chol HaMoed? Because you have the ois of Yontif. You're going to make an ois of tefillin, you have an ois of Yontif already. Ois of Chol HaMoed is Yontif. No, I'm not wearing it on that side, I'm not wearing a Lashem Mitzvah. And if I'm not wearing a Lashem Mitzvah, there's no ice. So the Mishmur says you could win for sure if you put on tefillin. Again, the bottom line is a person has to follow what his minhag is. If his minhag is to wear tefillin, he should wear tefillin. If his minhag is not to wear tefillin, he should not wear tefillin. But he explains another benefit of not making a bracha. You make a bracha, then you're stuck. You make a bracha, you're holding on to one cheetah. If you don't make a bracha, lamaisi, you could still, like you say, matanz tabei the chasis. You can still try to do both. So that's basically what we see over here. The little bit of the background of the question about wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed.
Anyway, that's brought down where like the people who do today where the people with tefillin go in another room where they put them in the
Oh, Mishnah Berurah actually mentions that. Yeah. If you look at the end of Mishnah Berurah, he talks about that, and that's a big machlokes achreinim, and that discussion is not a hechas tefillin machlokes. That's a loisus goy to do, which we could discuss another time. It's relevant to many other areas.
You shouldn't make a bracha. I mean, it sounded like they were all sitting next to each other.
Oh, so again, Mishra talks about Lysis. Oh, yeah, here. You're saying there was
it sounded like everybody was sitting around the same
together.
Room.
Together.
Like,
but you see, Mishra says not. Mishra says you should be separate. You should make a separate, but you shouldn't dive in together. Mishra himself says it. And that's a question why he held it was Lysis going to do. It's interesting. Mishra in several places talks about making it tonight when you put on your film. A few different times. We had Rabbi Kibbeger said, like, I'll be a bracha. To be Yitzhak Ashkenazim, more than that. The other times also we saw that you could put on film with a tonight. So this is another case, you put on with a tonight on Chol HaMoed.